AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The search for the suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack is over. Authorities say Anas Amri was shot and killed in Milan, Italy. AP's Geir Molson reports the interior minister in Italy says there is no shadow of a doubt the man killed was Amri.
We know that Anas Amri, the Tunisian suspect, was stopped by two officers during a routine police check in the Sesto San Giovanni neighborhood of Milan early on Friday. He then pulled a gun from his backpack after being asked to show his identity papers, and he was killed in the shootout that followed.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Monday attack in Berlin. 12 people were killed. A Libyan plane has landed on the Mediterranean island of Malta, and officials there say it appears two hijackers are on the plane. Malta State TV reports the hijackers claim to have hand grenades and are threatening to blow up the plane. China says it's paying close attention to what nuclear weapons policy President-elect Donald Trump's administration will follow. This reaction comes following a controversial tweet from Trump. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Trump's abruptly calling for the U.S. to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. His advisors did not say what prompted the comments, but the Trump tweet came hours after Russian leader Vladimir Putin said boosting his nation's nuclear capabilities should be a military priority in 2017.
Today is going to be a very busy travel day. High volume and weather have led to delays in the West, especially at Los Angeles International Airport, where Danielle Baca is waiting.
Actually, we're very calm, but people are happy because it's Christmas and all they want is to see their family, so they will do whatever they need to do to see the families.
A man is under arrest in Little Rock, Arkansas, in connection with a road rage shooting that left a three-year-old boy dead. This is AP Radio News. An AP investigation found President-elect Donald Trump's son, Eric, has exaggerated the size of his charitable foundation and the donations it receives. The charity has long raised money from donors willing to make large contributions to hobnob with the Trumps. The AP's Jeff Don reports IRS records show the charity has raised more than $7 million.
The Eric Trump Foundation has raised a lot of money, mostly for children who are sick with cancer, and its IRS filings, the most recent being in 2014, show that it had raised up to that point $7.3 million. That doesn't make it anything like the largest charity in the country, but that certainly could be seen as important charitable work.
A New York man says he and his husband were removed from a JetBlue flight after they expressed displeasure about flying with Ivanka Trump and her husband. Matthew Lasner tweeted earlier his husband was chasing the couple down in the terminal to harass them. Lasner has since deleted his Twitter account. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.